And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1942. There's a war on. What did things look like here on the coastside in 1942? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. Target practice at Montara Point. Daily target practice will be held by anti-aircraft gunners off Point Montara, the United States Coast Guard announced. Mariners were warned that the danger area covers the sea within a 7-mile radius of the point offshore. La Honda Boys camp work to begin shortly. Construction of the new buildings for the camp of the juvenile delinquents near La Honda will begin shortly. Portable buildings will house the boys, and they have been leased by the city. And the cost of the monthly building to the La Honda and installation is estimated to be $31,000. No shortage of sugar for home canning. There will be no shortage of sugar for home canning next summer in the Half Moon Bay area. Frank W. Clark, vice chairman of the California State Council of Defense, advised that housewives should not buy sugar for summer canning needs at this time, as there is no indication that there will be any shortage for this purpose. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Well, Cameron's Pub restaurant weathered the COVID shutdowns, which were on again, off again, as far as what was allowed. We're now up to 50% occupants indoors, and fortunately we have a lot of square footage to make up for that and to work. Many still feel more comfortable dining outside, especially when the warm weather gets hotter and hotter as the months go by. So the tents will stay in play for shelter, rain, or shine. We keep the full menu available for takeout, including drinks. If you prefer, you can go to our website, cameronsinn.com, and place your order right online, pay for it online, and we'll deliver it when you pull up outside to your car. I'm grateful to the faithful regulars who help keep our doors open with the patronage. For all of us, this is a year to remember or forget. Everyone at Cameron's Inn wishes you good health and happy eating, so keep calm and dine on. Following the U.S. entering the war, the mobilization of war efforts were quick and effective, with car makers and other manufacturers changing to production of weapons of war. The war is also creating a new breed of movies with war themes. The United States sentiment towards Japanese following Pearl Harbor is not good, as 120,000 people of Japanese descent are being sent to internment camps. In early 1942, the wars in the Pacific is not going well, with America losing Guam, Hong Kong, Wake, Singapore, and the Philippines. Here at home, gasoline is 15 cents a gallon, but gas rationing is going into effect, and you can only buy 3 gallons a week. Popular movies include Road to Morocco with Bob Hope and Bing Crosby, Casablanca, Bambi, and Yankee Doodle Dandy. Music-wise, 1942 can best be described as the Battle of the Bands. The airways were filled with music from Glenn Miller, Archie Shaw, Harry James, Woody Herman, and Tommy Dorsey. One of the big hits heard on the radio and the jukeboxes was Glenn Miller's String of Pearls. Thank you. This popular recording was also by a well-known band leader. It was introduced in the movie The Fleet's Inn, starring Dorothy L'Amour, William Holden, and Betty Hutton, in her first feature film debut. In this rendition, we hear Helen O'Connell and Bob Everly. Here's Tommy Dorsey and Tangerine.
With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame, Tangerine, when she dances by, Senorita stare and Caballero sigh, and I've seen toasts to Tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
Hope you've enjoyed our time machine with a flashback to 1942. Where to next week? Take a seat in the KHMB time machine and find out. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.